This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Over the last year or so, people have tried to revive old favourites, like Young Talent Time.
Good night, Australia.
Big Brother.
The winner. A Big Brother 2012.
And now, in 2013, we're bringing back one show that people actually want.
Two fat lattes.
Oh, my God!
It's going to be a very swish, upper-class affair.
It's not sanitary. What colour is a latte? Isn't it beige?
How dare you.
Professional.
Always.
At the two fat lattes.
You're with the latte. You're with the lattes.
It has to be fat, it has to be full cream,
and it has to be
too fat latte style.
And now, would you welcome back
the two fat lattes?
Delicious.
Amazing.
Hello.
How you going, Benny?
Hello, Melbourne.
Oh, clapping as well.
Clap.
Oh, it keeps going.
It's a big hand.
It's a standing ovation.
Oh, dear.
How you been?
Oh, we're back.
We are back.
We're back.
And? Loving it.
Oh, it's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. I can't really hear you at the moment.
I'm feeling a bit tinny.
It's good to know that the technical issues have never failed us.
Oh, it might be a bit of a bit shaky. Oh, that's better, producer Paul. You would have thought by now Frank would have learnt how to use his knob.
Yeah, I know.
The knob.
It's not working for me, unfortunately.
We've got a fun...
Yes.
We've got a packed show.
If you want to chat with us tonight, www.thetwofatlattes.com is the website to go to. But in Facebook, we've also got a Facebook page, so it's facebook.com/thetwofatlattes.
You've got to put the V in front of Two Fat Lattes.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yes. But we've got like a little chat thing happening in there. You can log on.
Are you in there already?
There's a chat application. And you
is
can,
there anyone in the room?
You can send emails to thetwofatlattes@gmail.com, and that comes straight through to the studio.
Nothing's changed.
Benny from the Two Fat Lattes has got a bit of an obsession.
Oh, what is with utes and hot guys?
And friendly.
He even had a close encounter with the guy who drove one.
Because he could have come home to my place for a cutlet. Do you know what I mean?
Whether it's three on the tree or four on the floor, it's as bad as butchers are going to get. The Two Fat Lattes.
Really thought about this.
Because that's what I've got to offer, all right?
Joy 94.9.
You're back with the Two Fat Lattes.
Have you had anyone around for a cutlet?
No, I can't say that I have, actually.
I've had someone around for a Maryland.
Really? How did you cut it?
Well, it was already cut.
Pre-cut Maryland.
It was cut. No, Maryland is off.
Before you start rambling, I want Paul, our producer Paul, who's back with us, and he needs to explain how to get on.
Look, there is a few people, Paul, have messaged us, and I'll go through the messages, but some people have asked, how do we get into the chat window
you're on, Paul? Okay.
Facebook.
So what you do...
It's been a long time, honey.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. I'll let you rest. So basically what you do, you've got to be on Facebook. You've got to like our page. Yep. And then on the menu up the very top, there's a thing that says Latte Chat.
So how do you find the Two Fat Lattes on Facebook? Do you just type in the search, you just type the Two Fat Lattes?
Yeah, or you go facebook.com/thetwofatlattes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, that's easy.
You can pre-punch it.
Yes, if you'd like to.
Sounding a bit Rosemary and Bruce, boys. Oh,
Bruce and Phil. So yeah, so you
sounds like an infomercial.
Yes. Hi. So you go to the latte chat.
Yes.
It'll open up a separate part which you just log in with your Facebook And then you can just start chatting away. I can see there's a few people
there. There's a few boys in the chat room right now.
Some people are very technical.
It's going off like the circuit.
No saucy talk, please.
No. We've got Des. Des said he missed us. So, and
we missed you too,
we
Des.
We miss you too, Des, darling. Gosh. He says, welcome back, boys. Glad to see that you you got the knob working. Once you know how to use the knob, you should never forget. Mm-hmm. And Julek?
Julek.
Yes. He said, oh, my God, girls, miss you both. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Julek.
Oh, and Hornbag just entered.
Hello. About bloody time. So what have you been doing the last 12 months, Benny, in 2 minutes?
Oh, in 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, you know that I hate saying it, but I feel like I'm recovering. I did. I know,
you were away.
I moved to Queensland.
You need to whisper that.
I have to whisper it because it was mouldy and vile. No.
You didn't have a good time. I did visit you.
Frank came to visit me in Queensland and it rained.
It rained for like 4 days.
It was 4 days of like constant mould, wasn't it?
It was. Oh, it was dear. January, so I think
it was summer.
It was
summer in Queensland is just like wet
rain.
It's moisture.
So you weren't having a good time with that.
No, it was.
Did you develop a fungal infection?
I don't want to. You know, I don't want to. We can't bag it.
Oh yes,
yes we can. It was revolting. you have never met a more. You know, I want to give them a star for good try. You know, like,
well, that's good. That's positive.
Because what happens in Brisbane, whenever you say, like, people will say, because they can tell that you're not from town. You know, you're out.
That you're not from there. Were you wearing black?
Yes.
Were you? I said, oh, you're from Melbourne.
Oh, you must be from Melbourne and you like coffee.
Did that what they did?
They have no idea what coffee is up there and how long it should take to make.
Was it served to you?
Apparently 45 minutes is a good coffee.
Well brewed.
I had to knock on the door in the kitchen and go, you don't have to roast it. It comes pre-roasted. No, but they don't know how. Try ordering a poached egg.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, it's rock hard. Cause they
really?
Can't,
that's not poached.
They don't do, in Queensland, they don't do sloppy.
That would be boiled egg.
That would be petrified egg.
1,000-year-old egg.
That would be marble. They like their eggs crunchy.
Don't mince words, Benny.
No.
Just tell it like it is.
What I was going to say, lots, but now I forgot.
No, it's okay. We've just started.
What have you been doing? I've been in Queensland going slightly rotten. What have you been doing?
Oh, yeah. It's been a bit like that here. No, I've been doing lots, Benny.
Yes.
I changed job.
Look, if you've survived... Have you?
I did.
Oh, you did too.
I did change job.
I was going to say, look, if you're out there, if you've moved interstate and survived,
yes.
I'd like to hear about it.
Really? Any state?
I have the utmost admiration for people that have moved out of Queensland.
Really?
Yeah.
That have come here?
Now when I see them in the street, if they said, I'm from Queensland, I give them a hug. The two fat lattes. Coming at you in 3D.
Are we 3D?
Well, not VD.
had a whole raft of people coming at you.
There is really people. There are so many messages coming in, I can't even keep up. Craig said, I can't even read. I've got the wrong glasses on. That's what's happened since I've been away.
You've gotten older.
Got old. How do we Twitter?
You can. How do you Twitter or how do we Twitter?
I have no idea what Twitter means. I mean, I don't do it. I know is Kim Kardashian is really good at it.
And she's a twit.
Yeah.
And if you post, you're a twit.
We've got all bases covered, Benny.
Oh, my God.
Claire also on Facebook said she was polishing her silver tray and getting the Monte Carlos out ready for a celebration.
Oh, I love
return.
A girl with a shiny Monte Carlo. She wasn't shining up. She wasn't polishing the Monte Carlo.
No, she was polishing the silver tray present the Monte
to
Carlo.
Put the Monte Carlo on.
Yeah, isn't that gorgeous?
I love a girl that knows how to present a good Monte Carlo. Do you know, I was in Monte Carlo in July and I could not find one single Monte Carlo. I even asked some locals.
Aren't they an Aussie invention, the Monte Carlo?
I think they are. I tried to explain to some locals. I said, parlez-vous en slang? You know, like, ooh la 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 merde. And I said, do you have a Monte Carlo?
And what did they look?
They were looking at me really strange. And I said, you know, it looks like and I was trying to do, I was trying to do shapes.
Oh, not good.
I said it's like a vovo, you know, iced vovo.
Monte Carlo. No, it didn't work.
But I think a Monte Carlo is an adaptation of a yo-yo.
Could possibly be, yeah.
And isn't the yo-yo in Greek is called a cock?
Yes, they are. You're right.
See, I'm getting all confused.
You've been out to Oakley again.
Yes.
Looking at the large cocks.
Remember one of our listeners in Oakley put a large cock in his mouth?
He did, yes.
Realised it was a yo-yo. It's only a yo-yo if it's got a string attached. Yo-yos have strings, Frank.
Yes, they do. James also on the Facebook said, wants to know if we'll be webcamming on the show.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
No one needs to see that.
I haven't got a camera big enough.
That's like the Kardashians. No one needs to see that. You know, when I was in Queensland,
yes.
we had a dinner party. One of the things that for the first time in my life, I was lonely.
Oh.
It was really hard making friends.
Really? You had difficulty?
It was so difficult. Because one, you know, you need to speak the local dialect.
Which is?
I have...
speak Queenslander?
I'm not multilingual.
No?
I'm not bilingual.
What's one of their catchphrases? Surely you would have picked something.
G'day.
Is that it?
No, well, you know, everyone in Queensland wants to have a chat.
Do they?
But I was really shocked. So I went to the supermarket. You know, you go to the supermarket and everyone wants to have a chat. And I was like, what is this? You know, they're all right to have a chat with, but try making a friend.
They say A at the end of sin. You started saying that, A.
Well, because a lot of them come from New Zealand.
A?
Yes. There's a lot of New Zealanders in Queensland.
Right, okay.
And the other thing, one important thing to know, that I feel like David Attenborough here, you realise that, you know how the sun is a nuclear reactor?
Yes.
It's very hot in Queensland.
It's reacting.
It's drenched in radiation.
So what happened to the dinner party? Wrap it up.
Oh, well, the dinner party, my sister invited all these gay guys over.
Yes.
A gaggle of gay men.
Yeah, of gay Queenslanders.
And I cooked this fabulous, like, we split open a chicken, we did a little pomegranate molasses and, you know, rose water. Oh, we did juz. We juzzed all over it. We put it in the barbecue. It was a fabulous. It was so gorgeous. And we piled up and had almonds and
pine, look at you.
Coriander. It was gorgeous.
Being all Marcus Pierre, whatever his name is.
But guess what?
Yes, what?
The rainbows were intimidated. They didn't know how to eat it.
Oh, because, a chicken.
No, but get this. They didn't know how to eat it because they don't buy meat or cuts with bones in it.
Oh, they just buy the breast.
All those gay boys don't do bones. They only do fillet.
Were you surprised by
that? They were scared by the bone. Have you heard of anything more ridiculous than that?
It is a bit odd.
And it's scaring me. Something that's not fabulous, because at the moment I'm working in the city, I find myself employed working in the CBD.
That's okay.
It's okay. And, I was looking forward, you know, I've come back to Melbourne. Yep. I was so excited. And I thought, you know, work in the CBD, I can catch public transport.
And how's that going for you?
Well, then, you know, I'm a little bit disturbed because there's been some very warm weather recently. I can sum it up with this little tune that I found on the internet.
Really?
Yes. So people using Melbourne public transport.
Don't wait to be told you need Palmolive Gold.
How much piss can you pack in a tram? Hey?
Oh, not good.
Oh, people.
Really?
People.
Is this morning or evening?
It's in the evening. No, but actually on my line it's in the morning as well. Hello people in Melbourne. If you're using public transport, I would suggest, what I would recommend, we need to speak to the Transport Minister, Producer Paul, because what we actually need in trams is a courtesy spray of Ambipure.
Like everyone gets one and they get in.
When you buy a Mikey, it should come with a magic tree.
So every time you swipe, you get a puff of Ambipure.
Yes. And how good is that Mikey? Oh. It's very the scanning is instantaneous. You know, like when you're walking up the stairs of the tram, you just have all these asses in your face because, like, everyone's waiting for their Mikey to kick in. I'm waiting for the Panadol to kick in. Oh dear. But anyway, the other day was very warm. I jumped on the tram and for some reason I got a seat. Because normally
I
have to stand.
That's great.
That's why I don't wear high heels to work. Because the drive out to Brunswick's murder. Anyway, I was on the tram and I did, you know what? Never, ever on a packed tram sit on the seats that are perpendicular. You know that? So you're sitting with your back to the window.
Oh, okay. So you're facing into the middle of the tram.
You're facing into the middle of the tram.
Right.
So when I decided I'd do like what all the, you know, the Gen Y people do.
What do they do?
They put their headphone on and they
just listen.
They're just typing. They're looking at Facebook.
Right.
They're not engaging. They're looking up Safari. While I was looking on my Facebook and maybe Grindr, all of a sudden the tram got packed.
Right.
So Benny's sitting with his back to the window, but face into the crowd.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I had, like, all these businessmen's crutches in my face. I was surrounded. I was like,
You must have been in heaven.
No. Because what was happening was there was one particular man, because as people go to get out of the tram, like people push and shove, and then what happens is their crutch ends up in your...
On your face.
Well, his crutch was tapping my iPhone forward. I could feel, like I had to, like, I was trying to, like, I was like had both thumbs on the, you know, I was trying to hold it up.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, because his belt buckle was touching my iPhone.
You really?
Yeah. So I had to like move my fingers down so that I didn't
touch another area.
Press the cherry.
In Japan, they're known for some very weird things.
South Korea's one and only toilet park, a theme park devoted exclusively to the culture of toilets.
It's like a magazine in the toilet.
We'd like to think if Frank or Benny started one of those, they wouldn't be...
affectionately known as Mr. Toilet.
The Two Fat Lattes, the half flush of Friday nights.
The facial expressions, and yes, even the poop.
That's better.
Joy 94.9.
So what's going on? There's a park in Japan.
Yes, it's South Korea, actually.
I knew it. It had South Korea.
They display bedpans as well.
Oh, is it really?
And fun facts about human waste.
Do they have bedpans like swings?
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Is it a fun park?
It's interactive.
Is that what I mean?
You can swing on it.
Yes. Like, you know, it's like a normal park.
It's not an installation.
But everything's just been replaced with ceramics.
Possibly, yeah. Look, I've not been. So what issue do you have with
it? It's like a Dunny Funland. What happened was, just before Christmas, I had to go to Western Australia.
Yes.
Oh, I've been across this sunburnt, desiccated country of ours. And in Western Australia, I ended up going to a family reunion.
Right.
I haven't seen my family, my cousins, extended cousins, for like 20 years. And something very weird happened at this family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited to be a guest speaker. No. We started talking about, I don't know how we got onto it, but it ended up talking about, as families do, funny bum stories.
Oh, of course. You've got to get the fart joke in, don't you?
And... I took hold of the stage.
Did you take the stage?
I took the stage, and from like 6 p.m. in the evening, whilst we were feasting on cherries and lobsters
together,
till like quarter to midnight.
Wow!
I just had like so many poo stories.
Did you amaze yourself?
That my sister, like everyone, just was really shocked that I had some really hilarious shit stories. That I thought. I've been doing a lot of farting. And I can keep people entertained for hours with my ass. But it was fun to share. For instance, today at work.
Yeah.
See, I've, you know, at work now, I've got into the habit of listening to my phone.
Yes.
And I listen to the music. But you know the danger of listening to music.
There is danger.
Listening to music on your iPhone while you're at work, it's like standing in the freezer section of a supermarket. All of a sudden you relax, don't you?
What? Do you relax in the freezer section?
I relax in the freezer section. I relax looking at ice cream and libraries. Do you find that when you go to a library, you just got to drop your guts?
No.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
In the aisle?
Yes.
Really? Why? Is it the books?
I don't know. It's.
Is it the musty books?
No, I just look at a what's the side of a book called?
The spine.
I look at the spine.
And what happens?
And
you get a gurgle.
I lose sphincter control. I go weak at the sphincter. It's true.
Welcome to the Two Fat Lattes Gay Spa, where we can help ease all of your problems. Clothing is optional.
It's all part of the therapy.
Let Benny and Frank massage those worries right out of you. Now, please enter through the door marked Homo Helpline.
Anyone for a mug of Jarrah?
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Is that it? A mug of Jarrah?
I'm loving that.
What about a plank of Jarrah? Welcome to the Homo Helpline. Are you oiled
up? It's very therapeutic.
So we're doing day spa Homo Helpline. I like that. We're going to rub it out. Rub the illness away.
Yes, of course. We've had a few actually come in. I'm liking the Hoyts.
Look, I'm going to start.
The Hoyts intro. The Dolby sound.
Oh, it does have Dolby sound, doesn't it? When does the snack bar open? I could go a tub of
a Chiquito.
A Chiquito. Oh God, wouldn't you love a Chiquito?
Or a Polly Waffle.
This is a Homo Helpline. It's from Chris in Balaclava. I've moved from the scary Bible Belt of Brisbane, aka Logan City. Oh, that is scary, Logan City.
Have you been out there? Did you go see a film out there?
It's very dry.
Logan is dry.
It looks like a trailer park.
Well, the entire suburb.
Do you remember, was it with you where we were driving and there's a big sign that says Tunnamurra?
Yes.
And I said they should write one in the front of it.
one Tunnamurra.
Anyway, boys, he's moved from the Bible Belt in Brisbane, which is Logan City, to Melbourne 6 years ago and never looked back. Even when I go back to visit family, I can't stand the thought of staying too long. Well, you must never. You know, when you stand in Brisbane, it's like quicksand.
What do you mean?
Well, you slowly sink.
Is it swampland?
It's swampy.
Do they all talk like this?
Yeah, they do. You want to walk around Brisbane, like there's not many restaurants. There are some. I'm building a terrible picture.
You are. You've got to have some positives.
Please, I'm like the anti-tourism
campaign.
No. So he doesn't say, he says, boneless meat is the least of your worries. At least you didn't have to speak in tongues.
Oh,
because they're very, yes, they're very hillside. What's the hillside?
Hillsong.
Hillsong.
I don't think.
They're very.
They don't do speaking in tongues, do they?
They do a lot of tongues.
Do they?
Oh.
Yeah. Have you met a couple of people that were into that stuff?
Oh, Frank, you know, I was kind of walking around in a daze.
Were you?
You
sounded like you had a very bad time there.
No. It was just the word unfortunate sort of comes to mind.
Right.
Because you've never, you know, for people that live in a very hot climate, they love polyester.
Polyester and hot don't go together.
I've never seen so much polyester chiffon and pancake foundation worn simultaneously on a 32-degree day. And, and Queenslanders love, you know, the beige women love to dye their hair black.
Do they?
Oh, you know, you get your blonde, but then you get the ones that try and hide the blonde by dyeing black.
Like a little Vegemite stripe.
Mm. They get reverse veggie stripe. It's very... Anyway, we're going to be... We'll continue over the weeks to bag Western Australia and Queensland.
Okay.
Was there a homo helpline?
It was kind of, but let's do another one.
Does he need help?
No, he's recovered.
He's a self-helper.
He is. He's read the book.
He's read the book. Good on you. Thank you, Chris from Balaclava.
I wanted to talk about a show that was on the ABC last week, Benny.
Yes.
And apparently it was about women taking sex calls. Oh. Did you happen to catch that show on the ABC?
I didn't. Was it a documentary?
I think it may have been, a documentary.
Was it informative?
Possibly.
These people work... They
sex lines.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, these women weren't they weren't oil paintings, let's put it that way.
Oh, they don't need to
They don't need to be, of course.
There's no pic. Do they have to send a pic?
They don't.
Oh, the beige aren't up to that yet.
It was just ordinary UK women
UK women.
Apparently, yeah.
Right.
And apparently this is the kind of call that they used to take.
Good evening. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. What age lady would you like to speak to? Tina, 19, slim, and the big boobaloobies.
Boobaloobies? Is that what they call them, boobaloobies?
Apparently, you know, it's all Benny Hill over there. Boobaloobies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the woman that was featured was about 56 years old.
But she's why would you pay for that when you can do it for, you know, on Grindr?
Well, some people are just old-fashioned.
I love it. I love an old-fashioned.
They're a bit retro.
I love a retrospective. Once you get through,
the woman that was featured was about 56.
Oh, a young one.
A little portly.
A spring chicken.
A little portly.
Was she?
And she...
she step on her nipples. She sounds like she kick her nipples when she walks. Do you know? My milkshake brings all the boys in the yard.
Yeah. But apparently she didn't look anything like her magazine shot.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yes, really.
Did we capture a little bit of the audio?
Yes, here's another little bit of audio.
Yeah, can I have some of your Cumberland sausage, please? Oh, a nice big ring. That'll keep me satisfied for a little while, won't it, boys?
Was that a sex talk? It sounds like she was...
She's going to the butcher's for a sausage.
Oh.
She was off to the butcher's for a sausage because it was a profile. Of this lady.
Oh, she wasn't in a chat with a guy.
No, she will come up soon.
If I rang up a sex line and someone said they were going out to the butcher to grab a sausage...
You'd get all horny, wouldn't you?
That would make me very hot.
Oh, hello, my darling. How you doing?
I'm in a pool.
You ain't got your knob out already.
Oh.
You aren't. Will you kiss me all over?
Every inch.
Oh, even with big fat ass.
Oh.
I'll do that.
Sounds like you're talking to Mrs. Jessup next door.
He sounded like a robot.
Oh, he's not.
What was wrong with him?
Oh, he's ringing up a sex line.
Oh, that was the problem.
But it's like ringing up a sex line and speaking to a tuck shop lady.
It was a little bit like that.
I'd love a crumb sausage.
And then the last call that she had, this is what he requested.
Yes, sir. Straight away, sir. Oh, I love your ass, sir.
That tickled you, didn't it?
Oh, goodness gracious. Imagine that at the tuck shop.
I can't.
Can I get a peanut butter sandwich and...
You've been listening to the Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly produced by Big Mouth Media. Listen to us every Friday night, 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9, online, and check out the website, www.thetwofatlattes.com. Producer Paul speaking.
And, you know, and Queenslanders love, you know, the beige women love to dye their hair black.
Do they?
Oh, you know, you get your blonde, but then you get the ones that try and hide the blonde by dyeing black.
Like a little Vegemite stripe.
Mm. They get reverse veggie stripe. It's very... Anyway, we're going to be... We'll continue over the weeks to bag Western Australia and Queensland.
Okay.
Was there a homo helpline?
It was kind of, but let's do another one.
Does he need help?
No, because he's recovered.
He's a self-helper.
He is. He's read the book.
He's read the book. Good on you. Thank you, Chris from Balaclava. Something that's not fabulous, because at the moment I'm working in the city. I find myself employed working in the CBD.
That's okay.
It's okay. And, I was looking forward, I've come back to Melbourne. Yep. I was so excited. And I thought, work in the CBD, I can catch public transport.
And how's that going for you?
Well, then, I'm a little bit disturbed. Because there's been some very warm weather recently. I can sum it up with this little tune that I found on the internet.
Really?
Yes. So people using Melbourne public transport.
Don't wait to be told. You need Palmolive Gold.
How much piss can you pack in a tram? Hey?
Oh, not good.
Oh, people.
Really?
People.
Is this morning or evening?
It's in the evening. No, but actually on my line, it's in the morning as well. Hello, people in Melbourne. If you're using public transport, I would suggest, what I would recommend, we need to speak to the Transport Minister, Producer Paul, because what we actually need in trams is a courtesy spray of Ambipure.
Like everyone gets one and they get in?
When you buy a Mikey, it should come with a magic tree.
So every time you swipe, you get a puff of Ambipure.
Yes. And how good is that Mikey?
Oh.
It's very... The scanning is instantaneous. You know, like when you're walking up the stairs of the tram, you just have all these asses in your face because, like, everyone's waiting for their Mikey to kick in. I'm waiting for the Panadol to kick in. Oh.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, the other day it was very warm. I jumped on the tram and for some reason I got a seat because normally
I
have to stand.
That's great.
That's why I don't wear high heels to work. Because the drive out to Brunswick's murder. Anyway, I was on the tram and I did, never, ever on a packed tram sit on the seats that are perpendicular. So you're sitting with your back to the window.
Oh, okay. So you're facing into the middle of the tram.
You're facing into the middle of the tram.
Right.
So when I decided I'd do like what all the, the Gen Y people do.
What do they do?
They put their headphone on and they
just listen.
They're just typing. They're looking at Facebook.
Right.
They're not engaging. They're looking up Safari. While I was looking on my Facebook and maybe Grindr, all of a sudden the tram got packed.
Right.
So Benny's sitting with his back to the window, but face into the crowd.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I had, all these businessmen's crutches in my face. I was surrounded. I was like...
You must have been in heaven.
No. Because what was happening was there was one particular man, because as people go to get out of the tram, people push and shove, and then what happens is their crutch ends up in your...
Or in your face.
Well, his crutch was tapping my iPhone forward. I could feel had both thumbs on the, I was trying to hold it up.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, because his belt buckle was touching my iPhone.
Really?
Yeah. So I had to move my fingers down so that I didn't
touch another area.
Press the cherry.
You've been listening to the Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly produced by Big Mouth Media. Listen to us every Friday night, 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9, online, and check out the website, www.thetwofatlattes.com. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.